We're moving on to our next speaker, and again, one of our founding fathers, I call him, and Gregory Campbell, MP for East Londonderry. Gregory Campbell.
Thank you, Chairman. And the title of this section of conference is to strengthen unionism. The DUP gave leadership about 5 years ago to enter into a new era of politics here in Northern Ireland. And people sometimes forget that we in this party had been pressing for a deal for many years. Those who prevented a deal coming about were those who stopped us from having peace. Those who promoted terror prevented an agreement. But once they finally moved away from their violence, we had an obligation in this party to bring our community with us to seize the moment and to cement the peace. In doing this, we must never forget why we were denied peace in the first instance. Those who carried out murder, terror, and ethnic cleansing were the Provisional IRA. Of that, no one must ever be in any doubt or sense of denial. 5 years ago, indeed 25 years ago, Sinn Féin worked with defeatist unionism, people whom they could manipulate and move their agenda forward with. That has been stopped by us, and in 5 years' time, or 25 years' time, we must ensure that it is never restarted. Unionists used to distrust their representatives, representatives who went to Dublin, who talked to nationalists, who opened up dialogue. They did so because, for the most part, those who did that were inept or weakened or defeatist unionists. They never confronted those whom they were meeting. They acted like poodles. This party must never, ever do that. We need to ask ourselves in 2011, why do Sinn Féin act as they do at the moment? Suddenly they are inclusive, smiley, full of generosity. They want to confuse many of our voters when that happens. And the reason for that is because they want to try and rewrite what really happened in the past. Why do they want it to appear that they have no dark past? Because they want the world to believe that Gerry never was in the IRA and Marty left it in 1974. This party must not and will not let them forget the past that they created and the rest of us had to live with. No one believes Sinn Féin has given up on their long-cherished ambition of a united Ireland. They've changed their tactics yet again, and they've done that before. They are in government to try and further their objective. But you know what? We're in government to further our objective. They will fail, and we will succeed. Their supporters, as well as ours, know that we didn't yield when they tried the IRA route. They now need to know that we won't yield when they try the I Cherish You route. You see, our words, delegates and members, our actions, our demeanour in the Assembly, in government, on television or elsewhere, are not just studied by Sinn Féin, and they are. They're not just studied by our other political opponents, and they are. But they're also studied by those who vote for us. We send out signals every time we're seen and heard. Those signals need to be positive. But as well as being positive, they need to be powerful signals. signals and offer no ambiguity. They need to show that we mean and are determined that Ulster's place within the United Kingdom is not just maintained, but deepened and strengthened as the years go on. In conclusion, in years to come, fellow delegates, more and more people from the wider unionist community will come to join this party. From those on the right who see no future in opposition perpetually for opposition's sake. From those in the centre where there's no offer of a strategic vision whatsoever. They see that there's no future for them on either side. This party offers that strategic approach. As we do offer that and unfold that for the foreseeable future, we must ensure that the guiding principles and the underlying core beliefs which brought us to where we are never abandoned as this party moves forward and takes the wider community with us into the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gregory. You'd nearly deduct from what Gregory said that he's not a great fan of Martin McGuinness.